You're listening to the Employment Rights Online podcast, where we discuss everything employment rights and the job. Hi there. We hope you are getting to know your employment rights. Your rights will be happy to meet you and to work for you. This week, as the crisis in recruiting permanent staff continues to bite, employers are thinking of new ways to get you back into the office and once in, to get you to stay there for the full 5 days. Now, this is important because I don't know about you, but a lot of offices I go into seem to have part-time workers who have Mondays and Fridays off every week and can only be found in the office from Tuesdays to Thursdays. And because of this, the working from home couch with pictures behind you showing up on Microsoft Teams has become the new office desk and backdrop. And some employers are beginning to panic. So, what's all the panic about? Well, to understand why your boss is going to be worried, we have to go back to March 2020, when the UK government, like many governments across the world, began telling you that you needed to start working from home to minimise the spread of COVID. The aim was that by making everyone work from home, this would break chains of COVID transmission and you would be safe. The working from home edict saw 47% of the workforce forced to work from home. And of those numbers, 48% were women. 40% of workers forced to work from home after experiencing it felt their perceptions of working from home had improved. But for 5% of workers, working from home became an absolute nightmare, which really impacted on their mental health. Between March 2020 and June 2021, everyone had been forced to work from home, or everyone that could work from home was working from home in one form or another. And if you couldn't work from home because you were in the retail, hospitality or personal care sectors, you were most likely furloughed. Between March 2020 and June 2021, you went through several stages of lockdown, partial lockdown, then partial reopening, then lockdown again, until a phased exit out of lockdown brought you back out onto the high street, onto the factory floor, and back into the office. And that began round about March 2021. And then the stay-at-home rule officially ended, and on the 29th of March 2021, a range of phased returns were put in place to ease everyone back into the new normal work environments. Now, throughout all these COVID restrictions and then lifting of restrictions, if you were an office worker, you never left your home and you continued to work from home for almost 15 months because by the 21st of May 2021, the only people who had been at work throughout were essential frontline services. And by the end of lockdown, only the hospitality sector and some entertainment venues were allowed to reopen. Things really didn't start getting back to whatever normal was until after the 21st of June 2021, when businesses, activities and events were allowed to return to some kind of normal with the use of on-site testing and with advice from the government that people should try to minimise the number of journeys made to limit the spread and retransmission of COVID variants. So by June 2021, your employer could tell you to come back to work and you would have to return. But in the 15 months that some people remained at home, for a lot of those workers, what really happened for you is that you really began to enjoy the experience, and for some, your productivity, mental health, work-life balance, and the love of the job went up. And for people with children, and in particular single parents, the ability to manage childcare really improved. So when workers were given any kind of choice about working in the office or working from home, over 60% of workers who had to work from home said they wanted to remain working from home in some form or another after COVID. 60%! And of those workers, well, by March 2023, 35% of workers who can work from home now work from home on a regular for some or all of the time. Now, this hasn't just been a benefit for workers. No, it has also benefited your bosses, with many office-type businesses taking the opportunity to sell off or end leases on huge office buildings. Because, well, with the introduction of hybrid working, where you spend some time in the office and some time at home, there hasn't been the same need to provide a desk for everyone. So buildings have been sold off and more hot desking has been introduced. But not all employers are happy. And if you belong to particular sectors of work, your company is missing you and believes that the best creativity, consistent work performance, and customer service is achieved by you being in the office all of the time or for most of the time. And so we are now moving into a phase where if you are an office worker, you are going to experience increased pressures to return to the office full time. Some bosses have gone as far as to issue a formal return to work directive for everyone, meaning that you must return to work or lose your job. And guess what happened? Well, it's obvious. Some people decided not to return to their jobs, and this caused panic amongst bosses. So then we went back to some form of hybrid working, with bosses trying to coax you back in. And that hasn't been a great success either. So now, what is being thought out and actually implemented by some of your employers is how to link returning to the office full time to the best opportunities for you to get higher pay or to get that promotion or to get that new job. Your company is having to walk such a fine balancing line between getting you back into the office full time or getting you back in for the most amount of time, either that or forcing you back in and running the risk that you might leave your job, that employers are now thinking that the best way to make sure that you take that decision to come in and stay in the office is to link your return to the office by advertising jobs and promotions with conditions of service that you will have to fulfill if you agree to the job. And the two most used conditions of service are that you will be in the office full time or you will have to work a specified amount of time or days in the office every week. So in effect, what is now happening is that perhaps you are already receiving the message that if you want to get on with your career, you must be prepared to work most or all of your time at your desk in the office. And working from home in those circumstances is now seen as a job where your prospects will be stifled. In addition to this, employers are also fixing your bonus to being in the office for most or all of the time. And employers can do this as long as their actions don't interfere with your terms and conditions or the terms and conditions you signed when you joined the company and signed your contract of employment. So what some employers are now doing is introducing full-time office working hours with tiered bonuses, where everyone gets a bonus at a basic level, whether you work from home some of the time, all of the time, or if you work in the office. Because it's in your contract of employment that you should get that bonus. But higher bonuses and pay rises are only being given or will only be made available to workers who return to the office for most or all of the week and are promoted or given an enhancement level in their contract to match this new expectation. Can employers do this, you ask? Well, yes, they can. There is no employment right that prevents employers from adding terms and conditions to a new job, as long as those terms and conditions do not discriminate against anyone from a protected characteristic group. So, for example, for workers with a disability, if you're expected to be at your desk for most or all of the week to get that promotion or to get that new job or to get that extra level of bonus, your employer will be expected to make the necessary reasonable adjustments to support you to do this. And to not make those reasonable adjustments could be an act of discrimination because you would be placed at a disadvantage to your colleagues. For everyone else, you just have to be there or you don't get that job or the promotion and you might not get the full bonus or pay rise either. And this is the new normal. And that's it for this week. Our takeaways for this week are that your employer is now fixing jobs, promotions and pay rises to make you return to the office for most or all of your working week. And if you don't agree to this, then you're going to miss out. Or you may find yourself having to look for other jobs where working from the office mandates don't exist. In next week's episode, we're going to look at the battle raging within government to stop you from moving to a four-day working week, something which we reported on in an earlier podcast. If you need help with returning to the office types of queries or any other employment rights matter, you can find all our support links at the bottom of the show notes for this episode. And if you would like to book a consultation with us to look at bullying or abuse which you may be suffering at work, or any other employment rights concern you may have, you can email us at employmentrightsonline@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can go directly to our consultations booking page using the consultations link, which is also in the show notes. Finally, remember you can help us by sharing our podcast information with your family, friends and colleagues, and by leaving us a review on iTunes or a rating on Spotify if you enjoy our podcasts. Until next week, have the most informative employment rights week that you can. Bye for now.